Illusion of Difference, I as Creator, with your host, Elondis Lake. Our search for unity starts within. Our quest for safety starts within. Once we understand the role difference plays when building community, we can release what we are holding back. We can learn from life's challenges. We can become who we are meant to be.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Elondis, and this is Illusion of Difference. Welcome. I'm doing the third episode. I'm in a six-part series, and this is the third one where I am highlighting and sharing the lessons that my father taught me and that I use still. And a lot of it applies to being butch. And it's a good mesh that I didn't realize was so clear in my life and in who I am until I went back and started this series. So the title of this one is How You Keep Your Dignity, how my dad taught me how to demand and keep your dignity. In other words, you don't have to use a whole lot of curse words. You don't have to shake your hand in somebody's fingers. And it stops them dead in their tracks because I saw it with my own eyes. I have to start by sharing some of my upbringing. I was brought up Catholic and went to Catholic school. And the nuns were the nuns. They held a tight ship, let's just say that. So in addition to going to school, I also started reading very young, before school or anything like that. And by the time I got to public school, well, not so much public, but it was still based on that, the grades and the stuff you learned. I was pretty much ahead of where most people would be at that time. I guess I was about maybe third grade, second grade, and I was bored out of my mind in the classroom. The teachers would hand out assignments, and I would do it before she could even get them all passed out. Then I would just sit there, and I got into trouble. So I was constantly being with a note pinned to my chest about something I've done that got me into trouble that day. And my mother would usually see it, and she would, do her thing, which was yell and say, "I better not see another one of these again," that kind of thing. But no one really tried to figure out why I was, because I was doing the work. Why was I so quick? And maybe this kid's bored. I don't remember any of that. And I was too young to figure that out. So my mother was tired of getting messages from my teacher. I need to talk to you. And then we went to church on Sunday, went to the same place where the school was. So every Sunday she was pulled aside and told that I was doing whatever I was doing at that time. And she was tired of it. So she told my father. He would go, he would come to church as well, mass. And he said, she said, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to talk to this nun because I'm tired of, I don't know what's wrong, and I'm tired of having to deal with it. And I was just standing there. I said, this is going to be interesting. I remember that because I was very curious about how he was going to handle it. I knew how my mother would handle it. I was curious about how he would. So Sunday came along and we went to mass, and sure enough, my mother got pulled aside and she pointed up at my father and said, you need to talk to him. And she came up and asked, I heard her say, I want to speak with you after mass. And he said, all right, sure. And they met, and he said, you know, you come along here, darling, because this is about you. And so I went behind him because I was actually afraid of her. She was scary. So I really didn't want to be around her. But he said, no, you come along. Come along, and we'll see what's going on. And he met, and she talked to him in front of me, which was not the case when it was dealing with my mother. I wasn't involved in the conversation at all. Didn't even hear it. So that was new. That was like, wow, that's not how that happened. Whatever it was she was talking about. No, that's not what was going on. And I was trying to say something. He said, wait, darling, just wait. And he listened to what she had to say and waited until she was finished. And then he asked me, is this true? And that was like, holy shit. I didn't say shit, but holy whatever. He's asking me, somebody's asking me if what someone else is saying about what the nuns are saying is true. And I said, no, because it wasn't. And he said, well, I want to hear what you have to say. And I told him, I said, I was finished with my work and I didn't know what else to do. So I started writing, and somebody else asked me, my friends wanted to know how to do whatever it was they were doing. And I was trying to help. And I was talking to him about, the work we were doing. I was trying to help. She didn't even say any of that. And he said, well, let's see, what do you think about that to the nun? And she's started rattling off different scenarios where she was saying things like, didn't I catch you talking 3 or 4 times during the session, and blah, blah, blah. And I said, I was nodding my head. Yeah. That's all true. But the context wasn't there. And that's what my father brought out. And the context was the truth. That's where the truth laid. And he knew that because he knew his daughter, and he knew he knew how much I liked to learn. So he knew something was wrong and something wasn't right. And he gave me that platform to stand up for myself in a scary place. So I was nodding my head yes when she would say something that I agree with, and shaking my head no. And she said, don't sit there and wag your head like a dog. You say yes or no. And before I knew it, my father said, now you see here. And I said, oh, when he says, now you see here, Helen, that was my mother's name. You see here, that was his way of saying, I'm pissed. And you're about to cross over the line. And he said that to Sister Mary Joseph. That was her name. I'll never forget her name. And he said, now you see here, you don't talk to my daughter that way. And she turned beet red. And she said something I thought I'd never hear come out of a nun's mouth, which was, "I'm sorry, Mr. Lake. I'm so sorry." He said, "You don't talk to my daughter that way." And just stopped it right there. And I was, my eyes popped out of my head, and then my ears were like ringing. I said, "I know I'm not hearing what I'm saying. Did Sister Mary Joseph say, 'I'm sorry' to me? Oh my gosh." But I never would have thought that would happen. This little kid here, and I never had anyone to stand up for me that way and to show me how to stand up and own my own dignity and demand respect without getting loud and without calling people names and without cursing. And you just don't. He was solid. I could feel him. He was solidly grounded, and that grounded me. And he was very clear: "You do not talk to my daughter that way." After the apology, and then he looked at me and said, "Is that okay with you?" This is a kid in the third grade or second grade, right? That's where I was then. And I said, "Yes." And she said, he said, "Let's go, darling." And he said goodbye to Sister Mary Joseph, and it was pleasant talking to you. And we walked away. And I remembered that to this day. I did not forget it. To this day, I remembered it. My father taught me, and I still do that, how to demand respect from someone who is withholding it, and how not to get drawn into their fight, because their fight isn't you. It's not yours. It's theirs. He taught me all that in that little place in the church where it was dark and kind of scary sometimes. And I never forgot that. And I use it even now. So I'm going to tie this to being Butch. Being Butch, I got a lot of opportunities to get in kind of fights. I had a lot of opportunities, still do probably. I just don't hear them now. But I had a lot of opportunities to hear people behind my back because I had on a suit and a tie or whatever. But I didn't engage it. And that was like learning something that fundamental about who you are and having it played out in right in front of your eyes. And you're asked your opinion having all of that, that changes you. That changed the direction I was going. Because I was going in a direction where I wasn't liking myself. I was always in trouble. And they would sometimes send me to the first grade, and the first graders would say, "Oh, not again." You know, that was degrading. That was awful. It made me feel terrible about myself. And after that episode, she never bothered me again like that. She never bothered me like that. Never bothered my mother again. And he did it in one short interchange. My father was an extraordinary man. And I'm sure there are others out there. I want to hear, if you have an extraordinary father, I want to hear from you. Go to illusionofdifference.com. Send me an email. I want to hear from you. I want to hear stories about your dad, especially if you're Butch, or if you were gender challenging, not challenged, challenging, and you didn't fit the mold, and you had a father who stood up for you, I want to hear from you. I do. And that's all I have for you today. Tune in again next time. Illusion of Difference.
Thank you for listening. This has been Illusion of Difference, I as Creator, with your host, Alondis Lake. Join us again. Continue to learn how to take charge in every situation, every challenge.